Yeah, there is a leftist war on everything. By the way, the naming commission has come for West Point too. West Point, United States Military Academy at West Point. They're trying to gut different things from West Point so that it's more diverse, equitable, and inclusive, or some such garbage. So I take you back to January 17th, 1961. January the 17th, 1961. To give you a look at the past while President Eisenhower was looking to the future. Listen to this.
We face a hostile ideology, global in scope, atheistic in character, ruthless in purpose, and insidious in method. Unhappily, the danger it poses promises to be of indefinite duration. To meet it successfully, there is call for not so much the emotional and transitory sacrifices of crisis, but rather those which enable us to carry forward steadily, surely, and without complaint, the burdens of a prolonged and complex struggle with liberty the stake. Only thus shall we remain, despite every provocation, on our charted course toward permanent peace and human betterment.
Hostile, atheist, insidious. The forces we face that are not going anywhere and will always be here. Except now they've made their way inside the United States of America. Eisenhower praised America for meeting the challenges of the nation over so many decades. Remarkable, really. Real quick, listen to this.
The record of many decades stands as proof that our people and their government have, in the main, understood these truths and have responded to them well in the face of threat and stress.
So then the president, the former supreme commander of all Allied forces of World War II, the man and the mastermind of the D-Day invasion of France, June 6, 1944, a man who had seen war up close, its devastating results, understanding what is at stake. This speech given 3 days before he handed over the keys to the White House to John Fitzgerald Kennedy. As I watched this again recently, in detail, he warned about several other things that I'll get to in a moment. But he understood what was happening and issued this stark warning that day and for all days to follow, including this one this morning. Listen.
We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
What he warned us of there is what we face today. The warmongers in Congress, look, we have no place in Ukraine. Ukraine is not a member of NATO. Ukraine is not a nation for which we have any treaties. And I've argued with Republicans right here on this program who say we must defeat Putin. It's not our fight. And Putin has already defeated himself, it appears. For us to be joining the fight with battle tanks, that is a direct provocation. If I were on the other side, I would see that as a declaration of war. I'm not sure that's where any of us want to be. It's not where I want to be. $100 billion spent in the folly of Ukraine to provoke a war with Russia. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like. It feels like the very things of unwarranted influence that President Eisenhower was warning there on the 17th of January 1961, 3 days before he left office. There's much more in that speech, by the way. He warned us about getting into debt and spending the inheritance of our grandchildren for today. That speech is worth a much deeper dive, a much closer examination. His experience, his wisdom, now echoes through the decades. The question is, are you listening? Is anybody listening? Because they certainly should be. We should defend our border and defer to Europe the defense of theirs. That's what I'm telling you. But the war on everything you care about is distracting you daily from all of it. The attack on your gas stove. The attack on whether or not you use the right pronouns. The attack on you if you're a Christian. All of the words, all of the nonsense, all of the distractions. Well, America appears to be gearing up for an actual war. Keep that in mind. I'll be right back.